Now, friends, we've come to this sixth chapter of Micah. A little prophecy of Micah, as we've seen, is a very important little book in the Word of God. The reason that we go through the entire Bible, teaching it actually book by book and chapter by chapter, we touch on every chapter, and in a great deal of it, it's verse by verse, and then in some places, it's word by word. We believe, therefore, that each book of the Bible is in there for a purpose, and a very definite purpose. We've seen that in this little book. And each section, we divided it actually into three main sections. That is, we saw who is a God like unto thee in proclaiming future judgment for past sins. That was in the first three chapters, and it began with a call, hear. Hear, all ye people. That was chapter 1, verse 2. And then we found that the second major division began in chapter 4, and it's chapter 4 and 5, and it began the same way, a call actually to hear. And we have that in that section. And then we come to this last section, and it is here a call again in chapter 6. Hear now what the Lord saith. But I have taken the privilege of dividing these last two chapters because each one of them is major, and I've made a major division out of each one of them, so that chapter 6 that we have here, who is a God like unto thee, pleading present repentance because of past redemption. And that's chapter 6. And then in chapter 7, we'll see who is a God like unto thee in pardoning all iniquity because of who God is and what he does. Now, this section here begins as the other major sections has begun in verse 1 in chapter 6 again. Hear now what the Lord saith. Now, this is a call not only to the northern kingdom, but I take it that again, it is really a call to the entire world to hear, because I think we'll see that in just a moment. But here we open with that. And he registers here his complaint against Israel. And this is the beginning of the third and final message of Micah to the nations of the world, and of course to Israel in particular. Now, God has a contention with his people Israel, and from it we can learn great lessons, of course. Hear now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Now, this is an expression that we've had before us several times as we've gone through the prophets. Actually, a calling to nature. And this is not Mother Nature either. It's not an attempt to fool Mother Nature. This is a call, actually, it says, to the mountains and to the hills. But I believe that there is an application here, as we have seen. It has been made before that a mountain represents a great kingdom and a hill would represent a lesser kingdom. And I would say that it's not only a call to nature, but to the nations of the world. In other words, here is a message that is applicable to all the nations of the world. And you'll notice he says in verse 2, hear ye, O mountains, now the nations of the world, are to hear the Lord's controversy. In other words, it's a controversy with his people Israel. And ye strong foundations of the earth, that is, these great peoples and nations of the world that have been in existence for literally thousands of years, and yet have been far from God. God now gives a message to them. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. Now, God has a controversy with his people, and he's calling them into court. And then he does a very startling and surprising thing here when he goes into court. Instead of lodging a charge immediately against them, he says, "What am I guilty of?" Can you imagine the condescension of Almighty God to little man down here on this earth?